Creator of the universe, the proud present the only syndicated heavy metal Christian white metal show of its kind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the White Metal Hour with your host, Kevin Crothers. Sorry for the delay. Was that a hot tune or what? That was from the new Daniel Band album called Rise Up. Yes, indeedy. Sorry about that, I just spaced out. Tune from the new Daniel Band album titled Rise Up called Call on His Name. For all you Daniel Band fans out there, that was Dan McCabe on lead vocals. Sounds like he's been doing a little vocal work there. I've got a lot of good heavy metal for you coming up. A lot of good Christian metal. white metal. We term it around here. We dropped the Christian stuff, just termed it white metal, you know. I've got stuff coming from Striper, Demos, Neon Cross, Zion, Saint. I plan on covering all heavy metal. Maybe a little hard rock, mostly heavy metal. I'll give you more information as the show progresses. Up next, though, is a band called Baron Cross. And this one is called Dying Day. I hope you enjoy this one as much as I do.
Screaming wounded men.
Neon Cross. And I'm sure a lot of you are wondering who that was, so I had to play them for you. They're out of LA, and they put out a 4-song demo cassette. Unfortunately, from what I understand, they've broken up. And I've also heard that their lead singer is a possibility for being the new lead singer for Golgotha. I'm sure many of you Golgotha fans know that Tony Kreider has left the band due to musical differences. This is a new thing. First time I've done this. This show is designed to get in the hands of Christian metalheads and unsaved metalheads too, in the area of white metal. It's hard to get a hold of good tapes, you know, good reliable info, and I'm here to give it to you as best as I can. I work at a Bible bookstore myself, so I get a lot of insights. I had in that past set, right before Neon Cross, was Blood Good with a song entitled Black Snake, off of their debut album, Blood Good. The address, if this is a copy of this tape, if you have comments or questions, or if you have a demo, you know, if you're in a band and you want to get the demo played on the show, or if you know of a band that might like to get their demo played, my address is 25814 Booker Way, Hayward, California, 94544. I'd be glad to help. I'm very eager to get demos by unsigned bands. I think it's the neatest thing. Plus, to get it played gives you guys good underground exposure. I have more information coming up. Right now, though, I'm going to play some Philadelphia, a title cut from their latest album, Search and Destroy. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. That was Leviticus with He's My Life off of the I Shall Conquer LP. They have a second album out now available as an import only. It's entitled The Strongest Power. It runs $9. I believe I'll get you an address sometime here in the future on future shows. I've been playing quite a few demos I've got set up here. I've played the Neon Cross demo. I've got the Fast Forward and Xur Gabriel demos coming up. So I'm saying, any of you local bands, you don't have to be Bay Area, that's where I'm based, but any unsigned white metal bands, if you'd like to get yourself played here on the show, send me a copy of the demo at the address mentioned above. Well, guys, I think it's that time for you to turn over the tape. Thank you, and I'll be seeing you on the other side. Welcome back, all you righteous headbangers. You ready to do some more serious headbanging? I've got a band from Salem, Oregon here to play for you. You know what their name is. They're called Saint, and this song is entitled Warriors of the Sun.
You're the one.
Yes, indeed, he does. That was Striper with Makes Me Want to Sing, Cut Off of Soldiers Under Command. That was a great album. It's time for a little music news, and speaking of Striper, according to the latest issue of Heaven's Metal, their new album will be titled To Hell with the Devil, and it should be released sometime in September, hopefully, according to Oz Fox, which they will follow up with a massive world tour. They'll be touring Japan, Germany, England, Sweden, Switzerland, Europe, you name it, Australia, and then they'll be hitting the States for a few months. I would look for that sometime, the tour sometime in the spring, the album sometime later on this year. I already played one song off it, but as you probably know by now, the new Daniel Band album is out. It's entitled Rise Up, and ladies and gentlemen, buy the cassette. It includes one extra track, a redone version of their classic song, Walk on the Water. Sounds totally better. This tape ranks up there with Barron Cross for the best album so far of 1986, by far. A lot of things going on. Some things not going on. Things not going on. Supposed tour possibility of Barron Cross and Bloodgood touring up and down the West Coast in July, I've heard, has been scrapped. Don't ask why. I believe the promoters have monetary problems. Yes, that was Saint Warriors of the Sun in that last set. I'm doubling back here. Followed by a band called Fast Forward off their demo cassette. A song, I believe, entitled Reach for Heaven. And like I said, of course, Striper there at the end. Here at the White Metal Hour, anything that's Christian metal is well accepted. Anything with double-edged crunch. If you got a demo, man, send it to me. I'd be more than happy to play it. You know, give me your best songs. Write in what you think would be your best song. Hey, let's do this. For the next issue, the next edition of this show, let's give a listener request songs or band demos. Well, enough talk. Let's get rocking some more. Speaking of demos, here's one of the better ones that came out last year. Band entitled Golgotha. A song entitled At the Foot of the Cross. Excuse me, Prisoner.
Deception, pain of defeat, drinking. away. You need to make some decisions. Will it be pleasurable? Will it be fun? Living eternal damnation. This is the powerful message of hope. There was a sacrifice given. Shedding the blood of an innocent one. To give us life with the living. Where are you now? Locked in a cage. Thank you.
Yes, that was Jerusalem, a title track for their live album, In His Majesty's Service. I thought that was a fine record. I hope you did too. Well, we're dwindling down here in time. I said I was going to play some Sir Gabriel. I know a lot of you are probably saying, what is Sir Gabriel? Sir Gabriel was a three-piece out of the L.A. area. They put out a three-song demo. And everybody I've played it for has fallen in love with this tape. I don't know why. They just do. If you like to hear another song off, if you like to hear any other bands, you have any requests, drop me a line at the address previously stated. Okay, this song's called Standing in the Battle Line. This is off the Sir Gabriel three-song demo tape. And here we go. Gabriel. I've got just a little bit of tape left here, so I thought I'd close it out for you with a band not too many of you I think have ever heard of. They're called Matrix, and they're one of my favorites. I'm going to give you just a taste of them. If you like them, let me know. I'll play this whole song next time. This song's called Follow Your Heart. Thank you.
away. It's so confusing.